Hey guys, before you listen to my podcast about anxiety, please take a moment in the comments down below to comment down how you handle your anxiety for others listening to the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast today, All in the Life of a Teenage Soul. It is me here with you, Abby Smith, your podcaster host. I guess I've never thought of saying that. Today we're going to be talking about one thing that a lot of teenagers struggle with the most between middle school and high school once we get out of that elementary school stage, and that is anxiety. And I'm going to tell us, I guess, about the ways to cope with it and how to definitely some techniques on how to kind of make it fade and ignore it. So today's first technique is the stop technique. It's for when you're overwhelmed and all of that panic and anxiety, you just tell yourself stop. You interrupt your mental anxiety with the command stop and pause just whatever you're doing that is giving you that anxiety. Then you take a breath. Notice your breathing for a second. Breathe in slowly through the nose, expanding the belly, and exhale slowly out of your mouth. Then you observe. Become the observer of your thoughts, emotions, and physical reactions. What thoughts do you notice? What emotions do you feel? How does your body feel? And then you just proceed. Mindfully consider, how do you like to respond? What's one thing that you can focus on right now? What's your most important and urgent priority? That will definitely let you fade off of being overwhelmed at that time. All right. Here's another way to worry less, especially during the nights and at school. When you have the big tests coming up, you just have to recognize that worrying is not helping you, but draining your energy and definitely stressing you out. And you have to start noticing when you're worrying and give yourself permission to stop. You have to know that you are going to be able to stop and remind yourself regularly that you can stop. And practice 20 minutes of daily mindfulness meditation to teach you how to let go of thoughts. The most thing that you need to get over anxiety is self-awareness. And then make the distinction between a real problem and an imagined scenario that hasn't happened yet. And then be patient with yourself. Learning how to worry takes less time. Some things to tell yourself while you're feeling discouraged during this anxiety is to say that this is tough, but so am I. I'm allowed to be like this, but I will get over these hills. This is just a bump in the road. And you may say to yourself, I may not be able to control this situation, but I am in charge of how I respond. That's basically saying that sometimes you might just have thoughts in your head, but you are in charge of how you take control of what you do after you think that way. And another thing, a really good thing, is saying, whenever you say that I can't, you have to think, I haven't figured this out yet. Yet is the main thing. You will figure it out, just like you will in life. Another thing, this challenge is here to teach me something. It's not here to make you frustrated. This challenge that you're stuck on and have been thinking of, it's here to teach you. And the last thing is that all you need to do is take it one step at a time. Don't rush into things. Breathe and do the next right thing. So guys, I also have another anxiety methods for helping you cope that I was given to by an adult, I guess. One thing is if you are going into panic and panics and all those panic attacks, just tap on the frontal lobes of your arms, shoulders, and face to try to distract yourself from what you're worrying about. Because mostly, when you're worrying about something and then you get distracted, you won't remember the thing that you're worrying about. And that is going to help you get over this. And another thing, my counselor taught me this. She told me that to get this box, a shoebox or something, and whenever you're worried, write it down. Write down what you're worried about. Fold it up and put it in the box. And when the time comes that you need it, open up the box. Then you'll remember what you have, and you won't be so worried about it. Anyway, guys, this was a pretty short episode, but these are just a lot of coping mechanisms for the anxiety and the stress that I know a lot of people are having right now, or some people are just letting go of it right now because they don't have a lot to do. So we all just know that we will get through this and that we will come out our best selves. Thanks.